He says today, while he's twitting, I don't give a damn. He says today he didn't know it was as bad as it was. He's a liar. Time and again, he said this is the worst economy since the Great Depression. The problem was his response was not aimed at reviving the economy. His response was aimed at instituting radical agendas that have been the desire of the left for over a century. Government-run health care. As old as Theodore Roosevelt himself. As old as Woodrow Wilson himself. This was their chance. You see, ladies and gentlemen, they had 60 senators and an overwhelming majority in the House. From Obama's perspective and Pelosi's and Reid's too, they were either going to advance their goal of putting a final nail in the coffin of constitutionalism and advancing big government socialism, or they were not. They seized what they considered the opportunity that rarely comes along, where they have supermajorities in the House and the Senate and the presidency, these temporary politicians, to make these changes. That's what they did. Has nothing to do with what he inherited, has nothing to do with how bad the economy was, has nothing to do with him now saying he didn't know it was as bad. His reaction, his policies, had nothing to do with addressing the economy. A stimulus bill that was supposed to build roads and bridges didn't build roads and bridges. He pissed it away. He filled the campaign coffers of his allies. Massive grants and subsidies pinpointed not to help the country, to help him and his party and his agenda. That's why there's no jobs. Government-run health care. To have maximum control over you, the individual. Literally, your physical body, your body. They've always wanted this. Always. Now they think they have it. The individual mandate. Have you ever heard of anything like this? What did the individual mandate have to do with fixing the economy? Government seizing the power to tell you how to live. That's what that individual mandate is. What the hell did that have to do with creating jobs? Nothing. They're instituting, as I speak, global warming regulations over there at the Environmental Protection Agency. It has nothing to do with global warming. Nothing. But it empowers a bureaucracy to manage our economy by managing the air. What did that have to do with creating jobs? Nothing. He says he inherited economy. He didn't know how bad it was. What a contemptible liar. Everything he did, none of it, had anything to do with improving the lot of the families in this country. I don't care what political party you belong to. I don't care what your ideology is. I don't care if you're gay or straight. I don't care if you're black or white or brown or yellow or red. Doesn't matter. It affects all of us. This is the most irresponsible president in my lifetime. And he gets up there and he lies. And today again with the corporate jets, he thinks you're so stupid that you're going to be blinded by jealousy and hate and the corporate jets. What the hell do corporate jets have to do with anything? Nothing. He just thinks you're suckers. Do you want to know why he thinks you're a sucker? Because many of you voted for him and elected him president of the United States. He knows you're a sucker. He thinks he can sell you anything. You Republicans, you stand firm. You will have our commitment. You will have my commitment. We will stand behind you.